We're speaking about the different stages of Avodas HaKarbanos. And we spoke last week, about the Hakdasha or Hafrashas HaKarban. So we spoke last week about the Shechita of the Karban. And last week we spoke about, in particular, the goals of Shechita. Shechita is what makes the animal kosher to eat. Shechita, Rashi emphasizes, is how we get the blood out and the blood we need out in order to do the Zrika. And again, there may be multiple functions to the goal to Shechita itself, again, as we saw on some level last week, the Gemara in Sota, that Shechita is important for being Mekadesh, for sanctifying with an elevated element of Kedusha, the blood itself. Tonight we're speaking about an interesting question, which is as follows. There are many things that we do when it comes to bringing a Karban. From the initial step of designating what the Karban is going to be, all the way towards either the Zrika of the blood, the offering on the karban, on the mizbeach, some of the other parts of the animal, towards the achila, towards the eating of the animal. But not everything that you do with a karban has the halachic status of what you would call an avoda. Some parts, as an example, can only be done by a kohen, but some parts can be done even by a non-kohen, even by a zar. The Gemara tells, as an example, that mikabala ve'elach, a Gemara in Zvachim, and daf yudal amibes, that from catching the blood and onwards, that can only be done by a kohen. We all know that the hafrashas hakarban, the hafrasha can be done even by a non-kohen. And sometimes, if I'm chayv a karban, I can sanctify it. And sometimes, one of the best ways of sort of figuring out the status of a particular action in the Beis HaMikdash is who is allowed to fulfill it. So another example would be, it's a sugya in Meseches Yuma, Hagrala, when it comes to the Shnei Se'irim on Yom Kippur, the lottery choice, so can that be done by a non-Kohen or not? The Gemara seems to say it's not in Avoda, or another Gemara in Meseches Yuma, what would you say about Hadlakas HaMenorah? Lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it sounds like a non-Kohen can do that, the Rambam Paskins that way. And sometimes if you want to sort of figure out the precise status of something that's done with the karban, so part of the question is, who can do it? That'll come up also when it comes to eating a karban, but as Hashem will speak about, that's one of the main discussions. One of the primary questions that we have with Shechita is the exact status of Shechita. Why? Because the Gemara in Zvachim Andaf Yudalad Amid Beis, it's a Gemara also in Yuma Andaf Membeis. But the Gemara tells us, at least there in Zvachim, that Shechita is lav avodahi. That Shechita, even though it's necessary for the karban, it does not have the halachic status of an avoda. What's the nafkamina that doesn't have the status of an avoda? The Gemara says, because Shechita's kshera bizarre. A non-kohen can also do Shechita. A non-kohen can't catch the blood. He can't do kavala. He can't do holacha. He can't walk it over. He can't do zrika. He can't even eat any of the kachim or things like that. What makes the kohen, makes it tzad navoda, that a non-kohen is able to perform. The problem is that much as in this context, and maybe after a bunch of shiurim we'll speak about what it means to be an avoda, but in a variety of other contexts, Chazal speak about Shechita as an avoda. And Chazal even seem to say that explicitly, that Shechita is like an avoda. The Gemara in Zvachim and Avdal Amabez speaks about how there's a certain avoda that you're chayev if you do it bachut. The Gemara is talking there about Shechita. Shechita is an avoda, and if you do Shechita of a karban outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's an Isser Doraisa found in Parshas Achrimos called Shechut Echot. But the Gemara there calls it an avoda. The Sugya is in Meseches Zvachim and Daf Chavtes, the Rambam, and Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Yudalad in the beginning, that Shechita also seems to be like an avoda for halachas of pigal. Pigal, or Machshava Shalom Lishma, if you do certain avodas, and you have in mind while you're doing those avodas, certain machshavas that I plan on, it's Chutz L'Mekomo, Achila Chutz L'Zmano, that you plan on even either consuming it in a place where it's not allowed to consume it, or that's not all pigal really, but all these machshavas shalom lishma, or you're doing it in the location, you're going to eat in the location outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So if you do, that's a violation called pigal. Pigal's only a problem if you have those machshavas b'shas avoda, and one of the avodas was counted as an avoda. if I have the wrong machshava in mind, is shchita. The Rambam paskens again in Perek Yudal Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, as an example, im chishev hapsul b'shash shchita pasul b'machshavaso. That if a person has the wrong machshava while they're shechting, that can pasul the karban. Shchita on some level seems to be an avoda. It seems to be an avoda. So we have what is a very important question. What exactly is shchita? Is shchita not really an avoda? That's why it's ksheira bizarre. Or is shchita really an avoda? That's why the Gemara calls an avoda sometimes. That's why the Gemara tells us that machshava shelo lishma, that the wrong intent at shchita, that's going to be really, really important. It's sometimes a little bit hard to pin down and to figure out what exactly the precise status of shchita is. How much is it really like an avoda? How much is it not like an avoda? Any of us could probably anticipate that the answer is somewhere in between. Somewhere in between. But let's try to speak about what I'm trying to do as follows. I want to speak about two areas or two brief questions where the role of shchita is going to come up. And then we'll speak about a couple of different mahalchim and how you can get sort of a middle approach about shchita is sort of like avoda, or shchita maybe isn't entirely like avoda. But the first thing as follows. We spoke last week about a machlokas harishonim, whether or not shchita requires shchita with a klisharis or not. With a klisharis. When you catch the blood, it has to be a certain kind of vessel, a klisharis. What about shchita? Does that require klisharis or not? So we saw last week that is a machlokas harishonim. Tosfos in several places in Shas, Tosfos in Svachim, Tosfos in Chulin, has a machlokas. The Ramban, many rishonim in Chulin, the Gimel, again, the Ramban, the Ritva, all discussions, does shchita require a klisharis or does it not require a klisharis? Lichora, this relates to the question. The more that shchita really is an avoda, there happens to be an exception that a non-Kohen is able to do it. But the more that shchita really is similar to the other avodas, especially if the primary goal of shchita is to be mekadesh, to sanctify the dam, it makes sense that shchita would require a klisharis the same way that other avodas also require a klisharis. If, however, you hold that shchita really is not so much of an avoda at all, that it's not just a kula that a czar, a non-Kohen, can do shchita, but the fact that a non-Kohen can do shchita is reflective of the fact that it's not really an avoda, so it makes sense that shchita really would not require a klisharis. The Meiri, very importantly, the Meiri on Daf Gimel in Chulin quotes a deya, Yesh Misha Omer, that shchita does not require a klisharis. What's the Meiri's raya for that deya? That shchita does not require a klisharis. Some of the other reason we have this also, because shchita is not an avoda, it's ksheira, bizarre. And therefore, what the Meiri seems to point out is that we can learn from the fact that shchita is kosher with a non-Kohen, that really it's not considered to be a regular avoda, and therefore we will have nafkaminas above the fact that a non-Kohen can do it, but what else? The halacha is that it does not require a klisharis. That may be one nafkamina a little bit, the impact of it. One just quick point in brackets. If I hold like the Rambam and the Ramban, that shchita requires klisharis lichatchila, but b'dieve you're okay without it, so that just strengthens the question even more, which is the complex state of shchita, like what is it? It's an avoda, it's not an avoda, and klisharis isn't a nafkamina to help us pin it down. Klisharis just strengthens the question even more. It's like an avoda, lichatchila, but not b'dieved. Got to figure out exactly what it is, but Ezra Shem will try to gain some insight, but that's one context where it comes up. Another context where it comes up is in Maseches Megillah. Maseches Megillah is one of these like fascinating Masechtas, where on the one hand, it seems like it's all about Purim and Kriyas HaTorah, but then it has like these other things going on a little bit, where it becomes relevant for other sugyas. You know, suddenly you're learning Maseches Negayim, and this Ein Bein about Mitzorah suddenly becomes like a really, really important Gemara, you know, that takes place there. Sometimes when you learn Maseches Megillah, there are some other discussions that come up. So there is a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. No one debates the din, but the rationale behind the din is very fascinating. The Mishnah tells us the list of things that are kosher to do only during the daytime. Only during the daytime. The Gemara says as follows. The Mishnah says, what are things you can only do during the day? So the Mishnah says, let's say halal as an example, we only do during the day, parentheses, except for when we don't, on Pesach night. And if you are incredibly Zionistic on Yom HaSmut night, that Rabbi Yaakov Ariel has a tshuva about. But by most of us, I think, even the halal sayers, we often limit that to at night. Although the Mitzvah Shofar is certainly one that we fully embrace. There, Tkiyas Shofar, though, sorry, misundid it. Tkiyas Shofar also can only be the mitzvah fulfilled during the day, the Tilas Lulav, and things like that. What else is on the list? So the Mishnah says also Shechita is on the list. Shechita is on the list of things that can only take place during the day. As well as the Mishnah lists other avodas, Kabbalah, Hazayah, all those, and catching the blood and sprinkling the blood, all those things can only be done during the day. Only during the day. The simple pshat would be, why is it that Shechita can only be done by Yom? So what you would say, look over the simple pshat, is the same way that Kabbalah's Hadam can only be done during the day, because the Avodas, HaKarbanos, the Mikdas, primarily function. The real Avodas are done during the daytime. What could take place at night? So as the year goes on, hopefully we'll speak about it, but what goes on during the day, that's the real Ikar Avodah. So Shechita going on during the day points out, highlights the fact that it's really a regular Avodah. However, Tosfos writes in Meseches Megillah, Tosfos points out in Meseches Megillah there on Daf Chaf Amid Beis, that Shechita has its own mucker, different than some of the other Avodahs. Wonders Tosfos, why does Shechita have its own mucker, that it can only be done during the day, not like the other Avodahs, it doesn't say mucker in them? Says Tosfos, Aval Shechita lo mafkiyin mehaikra, the lav Avodahi, Sharek Shera Bizar. Says Tosfos, Shechita requires its own mucker to be done during the day because it's not really an Avodah. All the Avodahs have one mucker. Shechita has its own mucker because it's not really an Avodah. It's Kshera Bizarre. So what we've seen thus far, to highlight things a little bit, is the status of Shechita is hard to pin down. Shechita on the one hand is similar to a regular Avodah. It also seems a little bit different. Try to pin it down. Does it have a kishar race or not? Why is it? What's the rationale for why it may only be done during the day? So we have some discussions exactly where Shechita falls out. We're going to speak about that. Holacha, maybe not. Minchas, they have different avodas. Ola doesn't have achila. There are questions. We'll get through. Likely not here. Let's try and now dig a little bit. There is a Machlokas HaRishonim. It's Machlokas HaRishonim. And the Machlokas HaRishonim, in many ways, gets to the core of what Shechita actually is. The Gemara says, Shechita lav avodahi. Shechita lav avodahi. The Rishonim wonder, how do we know that Shechita lav avodahi? So Rashi writes in Tzvachim, from it being mutter for Zar. That since mida askashruba kohapsulim, that's how we know that Shechita lav avodahi. But Tosfos quotes two other dayas in Zvachim on Yadalad Amadeis. And each daya is fascinating in its own right and requires a degree of understanding. Tosfos quotes the Rimi Orleans. How do I know that Shechita lav avodahi? It's a startling line in a certain sense. Depending on how well your best is, so it'll be more or less startling. For many, it was very startling. Rav Yaakov de Orleans Mefarish Lav Avodahi. That's unbelievable. You're the best. Lav Avodahi. Lefi Sheshave Bechulin Uvekachim. Imkain Lav Mitam Avodah Tziva Hamakom Shechita. I think you weren't anything. It's unbelievable. Says the Rimi Orleans. You know how I know that Shechita is Lav Avodahi? Because it's a very intense Lashon. What does he mean? Well, we have something called Shechita when it comes to eating any meat. A person wants to have, as an example, I don't know, turkey salami. They want to go for real salami. So if that's what you're going for, the animal was shechted. Has regular Shechita. Says the Rimi Orleans, well, if Shechita exists both in regards to chulin and in regards to kachim, it must be that the two are interlinked, the two are really the same, And just as for chulin, their shechita, that's not an avoda, shechting a cow. So too for kachim, it's not considered to be an avoda at all. The Rimi Orlin is fascinating because of the link he has between kachim and chulin. All the shechita, it's really all the same thing. It's really all the same thing. That's why shechita la avodahi. The Rimi Orlin, at first glance, is fairly extreme. Shechita lav avodahi means lav avodahi. Like, it's really not an avoda. It's nothing like it. Shechita in chulin, shechita for a regular cow, is the same thing as shechita's kachim. But the Achronim point out and ask questions on the Rimi Orleans. It's just not true. There are nafgaminas between shechita's chulin and shechita's kachim. What do you mean that they are entirely the same? What are nafgaminas? So one nafgamina may be klishares. One nafgamina may be klishares. Maybe shechita's kachim requires klishares. Shechita's chulin doesn't. A second nafgamina may be the din of misasik. What if I did shechita, you know, this next week, yeah, without really sort of paying attention the same way. I do it, but there wasn't the same degree of awareness and knowledge. For chulin, it may still be okay. For kachim, it may not be okay. So some of the Achronim ask, misasik. Some of the Rishonim ask, a question, what does the Rimi Orleans mean? When he says, shechita lav avodahi, it's the exact same thing as chulin. It isn't the exact same thing. What exactly is going on? Wow. That's good. So the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva. The Beis HaLevi has a tshuva. And the Beis HaLevi in his tshuva tries to explain the Rimi Orleans by introducing the following hakdama. He says as follows. There's absolutely no way that shechita in chulin and shechita in kachim are the same. There's no way that they are the same. Shechita's chulin certainly appears to be a mitzvah. Shechita's kachim. There's a mitzvah to shecht it. Even in the midbar, this is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yedayim, there were certain deyas that held in the midbar, you didn't have to do shechita to make an animal kosher, even the chira, whatever that suffice. But shechita was always required for karbanos. And he points out the Gemara Lamed Aleph, misasek is pasul bekachim, not pasul for regular animals. Says the Beis HaLevi, there's no way the two of them are comparable. No way the two of them are comparable. So what's the pshat? He says as follows. Says the Beis HaLevi, shechitas karban eino mishum avoda, like zrika, haktara, kmitza. Shechita's not an avoda for the Rimi Orleans. It's not an avoda. But says the Beis HaLevi, just because something doesn't have the halachic status of an avoda, and therefore a Kohen doesn't have to do it, just because it's not an avoda, doesn't mean it's not a particular mitzvah found in the context of Kachim. The Rimi Orleans, that the Beis HaLevi, does not intend to say that shechita is and kachim and chulin are the same thing. What he means to say is they both aren't avodas. And the fact that you find the chulin out of the mitzvah is not an avoda. An avoda seems to be something which is found only in the mikdash. Things that are unique to the mikdash have an elevated status. Things that are not unique to the mikdash, things that are not in that particular category, so they're not an avoda. But says the Beis HaLevi, wow, this is like my lucky day. Wow. Yeah, it's like I'm a kid on whatever morning. So there's a... You're great. Yeah, I will not be eating this, but there's a... I totally will. Happens to be, it's fantastic. It is, happens to be, it's excellent, and I'm looking forward to it. But there's a... Zimis Alevi, just because it's not an avoda, doesn't mean it's a special mitzvah that you find by kachem. So what is shechita? Shechita is not an avoda, but it's not something as chulin. It is a mitzvah. It's an extra mitzvah to do, but this mitzvah, non kohen can do. So basically, that may be true in a couple of different contexts. It gives an example. Where would you find something like this? Maybe ksiras ha-omer. When you cut down the for the karban ha-omer, when you cut down the grain, that's a mitzvah associated with karbanos, but you wouldn't call it an avoda. You wouldn't call it an avoda. So Beis HaLevi says it's not an avoda, but it still is a unique mitzvah that you find only in Kachem. It's a unique mitzvah that you find only in Kachem. Yes. Totally. Not at all. He totally could do it. All good to go. No. If a Kohen does it, not an avoda. Non-Kohen should be definitional to it. There is another day in Tosfos where Tosfos says, what does it mean that Shkita is not an avoda? How do I know Shkita is not an avoda? So Tosfos quotes a Gemara. The Gemara says in Meseches Zvachim, and daf chavav and aleph. If you say ezu mekomen in the morning, so there are certain karbanos that are shkitasan bitzafon, bekibol damen bechisaris. Where? Bitzafon. Shkitasan bitzafon. Points out Tosfos. There's a difference between that means on the north side of the mizbeah. The difference between shkita's need to be bitzafon and kabbalah's need to be bitzafon. What's the difference? Says Tosfos as follows. When it comes to Kabbalah, the blood has to be caught bitzafon, and the guy catching it has to be standing bitzafon. All tzafon. In regards to Shkita, the Gemara says, the animal needs to be bitzafon. The animal needs to be shechted bitzafon. But if you are, says the Gemara, if you're omein bidarum, let's say you have a long arm, a long wingspan, NBA season, a long wing, like this, and you are, standing bidarum, and you're going to reach to tzafon, you can shech the animal. That's what it means, shechita is not an avoda. That's what Tosfos shechita means on avoda, that you don't have to stand bitzafon. You can stand in the south. We'll clarify that in a second. What do we see thus far? We just chazar so we can be very, very clear in what we saw. Shechita, on the one hand, the Gemara tells us Shechita is not an avoda. Because Shechita is not an avoda, a non-Kohen, a regular Jew can go in and shecht it. On the other hand, there are a series of Gemaras that imply that Shechita actually is an avoda. For Pigol, the Gemara's name calls it an avoda, etc. Why does it matter if Shechita is more of an avoda or less of an avoda? So one thing we saw is Shechita b'kli shareis. Is it more of an avoda? It requires kli shareis. Is it not an avoda? Therefore, it wouldn't require kli shareis. Is it in between l'chatila? Second issue is everyone agrees Shechita has been done during the daytime. Is that because it's more like an avoda? Or as Tosfos said, it's because even though it's not an avoda, it has its own makar. But it's really not like an avoda. That's why it needs its own makar. We then saw, so what does it mean in the middle a little bit, this idea of Shechita lav avoda? So we saw the Beis HaLevi's explanation of the Rimi Orlin, that it's true that Shechita's Kachem and Chulin are similar. What that means is that Shechita's Kachem is not an avoda, but it is a mitzvah you find by Kachem. What that means is that certain unique halachas, because it is a mitzvah above and beyond regular Shechita, but it's not an avoda, and therefore it's really not going to have any sort of need for Kohen and the like. Why is the Gemara called a avoda sometimes? So Kanirah, there you would say it's a little bit lav dafka, and really it just means it's like a mitzvah of kachem. We then saw Tosfos quotes a daya that what does it mean shechita lav avoda? Shechita lav avoda means that the animal has to be bitzafon, but the person shechting doesn't. What does that mean, and what does that tell us about shechita lav avoda? What does that mean? Kabbalah, I have to stand in the tzafon and catch the blood in the northern part. But for Shechita, I can stand somewhere else. What's that all about? So there are achronim that have a very, I think, nice explanation for what's going on to explain the evidence. For Shechter Shechita, in an article I wrote called Begeder, Shechita Lav Avodahi, published now in Guinness Egos, originally in a volume of Kol Tzvi, found, I think, kimat the same shot with Michal Feinstein, one of the great Gedolim in Bnei Brak, last generation in the world of Kachem and Taurus in particular, sefer called Avo Be'Sacha, they quote Michal Feinstein with the same shot, his son-in-law, the Brisker Rav, and they say the following, and it's an important idea. We'll develop an idea at greater length a different time, but when it comes to several avodas, there are two dinim to those avodas. One is at mitzad hagavra, the person doing
the item, the person doing the avoda, and the other is mitzad the chefza of the karban. That the chefza of the karban has to be treated a certain way. So we speak about avodas, there's the person doing it, and there's the chefza, the item itself. When it comes to many karbanos, I'll give you an example. The really, it's a beis halevi, a mechaskina, a chetzkash, an achronim, eating kachim. The kohen may be chiyuv to eat kachim and the gavra, and the chefza has to be eaten. The kachim have to be consumed. With many halachas in avodas, we care about the person doing it and the item itself and how it's treated. Kabbalas hadam, I have to be standing in the northern part, and the blood has to be in the northern part. Because Kabbalas Hadam is that I, as a gavra, have a requirement to treat it like an avoda, which means that I have to be there, totally bitzafon, and the blood has to be bitzafon also. The chefza of the karban has to be treated a certain way. What does it mean that shkita lav avoda hi? But also sometimes shkita is an avoda. Argues of Shechter, argues of Michal Feinstein. It depends from what perspective. Shkita lav avoda hi means, from the gavra's perspective, it's not an avoda. That the person doing the avoda need not be a kohen. There's no mitzvah incumbent upon the gavra to do it. He need not be a kohen. Mitzad the chefza shel karban. So the chefza has to be treated a certain way. The animal already has a certain kind of kedusha, has to be treated a certain way. The blood has to be sanctified during the Maisa Shechita, like the Gemara and Sota we saw last week. Mitzad the Chefza, we relate to it as if it's an Avoda. Mitzad the Gavra, who's doing it, it's not an Avoda. Says Rav Shechter, that's shot in that Deya in Tolos, in that Gemara. How come for Shechita Sakarban, the animal needs to be Bitzafon, but I can stand somewhere else as long as my wingspan can reach it? Because Mitzad the Chefza Shakarban, Mitzad the animal itself, the animal needs to be shechted bitzafon. So it's like Kabbalas Hadam bitzafon, the zrika in its place. Mitzad the chefza shel karban, it's kadosh, and therefore it has certain halachas highlighting its elevated status of kedusha. But mitzad the gavra, mitzad the guy shechting it, so then as opposed to Kabbalah, where there's also a chiyuv on the kohen to do Kabbalah, or zrika, there's a mitzvah on the kohen to do zrika, or achilas kachim, there may be a mitzvah on the kohen to eat the kachim. No such thing exists in regards to shechita. Shechita, there is no mitzvah incumbent upon the actual kohen. Even a non-kohen can do it. So is shechita avoda or not an avoda? So there's some indication it's really not an avoda. A non-kohen can do it. For the Me'iri in one day, it doesn't require a klisharis. The fact that it can be done at night, during the day, it's for side reasons, not because it's an avoda. Or maybe it is more of an avoda. Maybe it is more of an avoda. You require klishare. The Gemara calls it an avoda. The Beis Halevi says it's not an avoda, but it certainly is a mitzvah. Like we have other mitzvahs of things to do with karbanos that are mitzvahs and have halachas that are separate, even though it's not a full-blown avoda. Shechter's pshat for Tosfos is that maybe many avodas have two dinim. There's a mitzvah incumbent upon the gavra to treat it as to do certain avodas, and there is the animal itself has to be treated with the heights of the kedusha. The chiddush of shechita is while the chefza shel the behema has to be treated like an animal, has a voda mitzad that it has to be bitzafon mitzad the gavra. You could be outside mitzad the gavra, could even be a zar, and in that sense, that's why the shechita may be able to be there. This may be helpful a little bit. How many times to pin it down? I'm trying to keep it to under a half hour. But this may relate a little bit to even some of the lichatila klisharis or bidyevik klisharis. The more that you have some of these chilukim, be it for the Beis Halevi or for Shechter, we understand there may be multiple tiers to it. It's not full-blown avoda, and therefore we can't say the klisharis is really ma'akev, or it's not a full avoda, but it may be a kachim mitzvah. Maybe klisharis plays a role. Maybe mitzad the animal, we wouldn't mind the klisharis, or lechatchila we would, to the god or not. There are ways of sort of getting these middle ideas out there. Either way, have a wonderful rest of your night. Be'ez Hashem, barring